Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about the third temple that will be built in Jerusalem. Listen closely today as we start right there.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
Today, Islam cannot really endure a temple on the mount. The beast, or the Antichrist, whatever you call him, I don't believe is Islamic. Because if so, he would oppose building a temple. So whoever this is not opposed, because he wants to be set up in that temple to be worshipped. But I believe that would probably be another sermon. But I just want you to know that, the Antichrist will be for setting a temple up so that he can desecrate it and set himself up to be worshipped. Revelation 6 told us the skies would be rolled back as a scroll. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 21 shows his coming. Revelation 14 tells us that the blood to that Valley of Armageddon, which also we see when we go to Israel, will be to the horse's bridle. One man, my son-in-law, as a matter of fact, told me when we were over there, he said he always wondered how you could have 200 million in a valley and have the blood flow so high, but he didn't realize that until he was there, could see the valley. And more events will be seen in our text in verse 2. Jesus Christ is going to rebuild a temple when he comes back at the end of the tribulation and has a judgment of nations. Then he's actually going to rebuild a temple in Jerusalem. That holy temple is described for us in Ezekiel chapters 40 through 44. Matter of fact, this will be the fourth temple. But in this one, Jesus will sit in it. Now you say fourth temple? Oh yeah. There's been two already. We know the first one Nebuchadnezzar destroyed, the second one that was destroyed in AD 70. This third one, built for the tribulation, will be destroyed. Now I talked to the head of the Temple Institute, who is now a member of the Knesset, but at that time he was the man in charge. He's the red-headed, bearded man that you've seen him in the news, got shot, yet recovered, and he's still going in his capacity there. But I'm saying all that to just say this, that they have all the material ready to build the third temple. They're ready to go at it. But they've also told me that it won't be like those first two temples. He says, we're going to have air conditioning, we're going to have garages, we're going to have modern bathrooms, and he went ahead and told about all the plans they've made. Well, the fourth temple, the one that we know about, is in Ezekiel chapter 40 through 44, and it tells us how it's going to be. That's the way it's going to be. The one that Jesus sits in. Now, I kind of wonder, I don't know this for a fact, but I kind of wonder, because it's mentioned a few times, when Jesus was on earth, he said, destroy this temple and I'll rebuild it in 3 days. I really wonder if Jesus will build that temple, that fourth one, in 3 days, the most glorious of all the temples. I wonder if it'll be rebuilt in 3 days. The Bible doesn't say that for sure. I would just be guessing based on its appearance in the scripture, but I don't know that for a fact. But boy, wouldn't that be something? And I believe that those men in hell would be made aware that he did it. So our text, when he, that is God, brings again the captivity, it will be Israel, not the church. and it will be a glorious kingdom. They will not hurt nor destroy in all his holy mountain, the Bible tells us. What a great promise that is. And so, they don't hurt, they don't destroy, brought back again, but better than even in the height of David and Solomon's kingdom. Our rapture is from this world in which paradise was lost via the sin of man. But we're going to go to a paradise that right now is beyond human words. But we lost the original paradise. Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Yes, that was lost, but hope is not. For in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, we read, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself." Oh, what a great day that'll be. But my friend, that's only for those who are in Christ. Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31, we have this command from God. Listen as I read of it. "In the times of this ignorance, God winked at." Oh, listen. There was ignorance, the worship involving man-made idols and images, man's wisdom, their beat-driven music. You know, 3,000 years ago, they had the beat-driven music in their religious worship of most religion. God feared that that might come into the Jewish religion. But he says, "At the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men," not specific men, all men, "everywhere to repent." Now, God does not give a command if we could not do it. Here is something we can do. We can repent. But why does he give this command for us to repent? He says in verse 31 of Acts 17, "Because he hath appointed a day in which he shall judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead." Oh, my friend, don't be as those who are in the tribulation with all those judgments are so hard. They won't repent. Oh, my. My, oh, my. Don't be that way. In Luke 13:3, Jesus said, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." 2 verses later, verse 5, he says it again, repeats it verbatim. "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners," just like we are, and then the most profound four words perhaps in the Bible, "Christ died for us." My friend, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me. That includes you. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. We're not measured against each other. We're measured against Jesus Christ, and all of us come short. The Bible says in Romans 3:10, "There's none righteous, no, not one." That's why Romans 5:8 said he commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We read Romans 5:12, "Wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." You know, that word death does not mean ceasing to exist. It means separation. It's always meant separation. At death, your spirit is separated from your body. That spirit will go to dwell forever, either with the Lord or in hell. In hell, it's given a body that will not pass away, that will not cease to exist, but it will feel fully the torture, the torment, the flames of fire, and be able to do nothing about it. It will hunger and not be able to have food. It'll thirst and not even be able to have a drop of water on its tongue. We know that, first of all, by Luke 16 as well as other passages of Scripture. In Romans 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Lord is the name of his deity, Jesus of his humanity. Jesus was God come in the flesh. God is the Spirit. That Spirit left heaven and took on flesh. So he says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that he was Lord, that he came to die for your sins in a human body, that he had a human spirit, and that body and that spirit suffered all of the wrath of God upon him for our sin. We'll confess it. We'll believe it. We'll stand with it. We'll stand on it. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, that his deity raised his humanity. He says, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made to salvation. Listen, in 39 years of full-time pastoring and 46 years of preaching, I've had couples I've had to counsel over the years, and sometimes it was a cheating spouse. And the couple would get back together, but the spouse who was sinned against had to forgive. The person they were married to did not deserve the forgiveness, but they did it out of the love of their heart, the love for that individual. God loves you. He did not have to die on a cross. He could have refused. Now, just like the couples that got back together, that cheating spouse must decide, oh, I do want my wife. Oh, I do want my husband. And I want to come back to them, and I want to be theirs and theirs alone. And they reject, it's repulsive now, this former relationship. And so, in coming back, they're believing with their heart. In other words, he's accepting me, she's accepting me. And I'm basing my life on it. I'm giving them my life. I'm trusting them.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plants my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible